to answer that question tonight. How long has it been? We think about it in our prayer lives sometimes, not for everyone, but it's just when we have time, when we're in desperate need, when, you know, nothing's going right. That's our prayer life, you know. But I'm telling you, there's so much more to it than that. May the Lord help us. I'd like you to take the Word of God, please, and turn with me to Revelation chapter number 9. Revelation chapter number 9, as we stand to our feet in honor of God's Word. Revelation chapter number 9. Begin reading in verse number 1. The Bible says, "And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth. And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. He opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. And unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when it striketh a man. In those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. The shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. And they had the hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. They had breastplates as it were breastplates of iron. The sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions. And there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. One woe is past. Behold, there come two woes more hereafter." Heavenly Father, please be with us tonight and help us to soberly look at this, get an understanding, Lord, of how good it is to be saved, but Lord, how needful it is for us to reach others with the gospel of Christ. Lord, may we take these things seriously. May you speak to us, and we'll thank you now for what you do. For we pray these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Well, just a couple of weeks ago, we looked at the first four angels. They sounded their trumpets. Those first four trumpets are past. The awfulness of each of these first four would bring and should bring terror to anyone that would have to go through such things. I'm so grateful that I won't have to go through this. When the fourth angel sounded, a third part of the sun, a third part of the moon, and a third part of the stars were smitten. Then after that happened, you can imagine the fear that was coming upon all the people after the first three sounded. Then that fourth angel sounded, and for a third part of the day, 8 hours of the day, there was darkness, total darkness. Darkness. What a thought. But then the Bible teaches us that after this fourth trumpet sounded, that all of a sudden there was an angel that began to fly through the midst of heaven. And as he was flying through the midst of the heaven, he was saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe." He was pronouncing that there were three more trumpets to sound. And those three trumpets, each one of them would bring a certain woe. Think about that tonight. What an announcement. What a terrible thing. It's This angel was flying through the air. They were thinking, it can't get any worse than this. This is the most horrible thing that we could ever possibly imagine. But then an angel comes and said, it's going to get a lot worse. Tonight I would like for us to see the first woe as the fifth angel sounds his trumpet. And the Bible says when the fifth angel sounded that a star fell from heaven. Now this is unlike the star from the third trumpet. The Bible teaches us when the third star, the star fell at the third trumpet. It was a star called Wormwood, so it was the name of a star. But now this trumpet is a lot different, because this trumpet has a personality, because the Bible calls it a hymn. John says, "And I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit." Now the Lord's named the stars, but they're not a him or a her. This star is a him. So this is a personality, and many believe, and I believe that this is certainly true, that this star that falls from heaven is Satan himself. We understand the Bible teaches us that he will fall from heaven, that he has fallen from heaven, and some people say that this word fall means he's fallen, already fallen. This is a star that has fallen from heaven. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 14 and verse number 12, "How thou art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations?" And then it gives a description of the things that Satan said in his heart. And by the way, Satan was going to try to exalt himself as God, and he lost his standing as an angel of the Lord. We know that there are three angels that are given names in the Bible. That is Michael, that is Gabriel, and that is Lucifer. And of course, Lucifer is the one that fell from heaven. He was the musical angel. He was the beautiful angel. Everything that we can find about him is something magnificent. But he thought he could be equal with God. And I want to tell you something. There is no one equal to God. He is God, and there's none besides him. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 18, Jesus said, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, Paul was writing under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and the Bible says, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." So we see that to this fallen angel, was given the key of the bottomless pit. And I want you to understand, remember, who has the keys of hell and of death? Christ. Jesus said, "I am he that liveth and was dead. But behold, I am alive forevermore." Amen. "And have the keys of death and of hell." Revelation chapter 1, verse number 18. Well, apparently he gives him the keys to the bottomless pit. He gives this angel that falls from heaven the keys to the bottomless pit. So God permits this evil one to open up the pit. And we see the tribulation continues and follows through. And I want you to see tonight as we look at this. First of all, I want you to see the darkness from the smoke. The darkness from the smoke. The Bible says in verse number 2, "And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit." So I want you to imagine with me tonight, as this abyss is opened, the Bible teaches us that there are billows of smoke that is rolling out. For instance, if you were to see a great furnace, a magnificent and a mighty furnace that's filled with fire, that is literally filled with fire, but it's been contained, it's been sealed, because there's a door that's keeping it sealed. And then all of a sudden, you open those doors, you've seen the smoke as it boils out. Well now, by the way, this isn't like a little furnace that we would have even here in this world. It's not like going to, I used to work at a chemical company, and we had furnaces, and it burnt coal, I understand what this is talking about, because you could go in and they would open the doors. You couldn't open them yourself. They would open the doors automatically, and when they would open them doors, there was billows of smoke that rolled out. Well, I want you to understand that's nothing in comparison to this. We're talking about the bottomless pit. We're talking about the abode of so many godless people. We're talking about tonight as we look at this terrible, tragic thing. And the Bible teaches us that while this is not the lake of fire, we'll talk about that later, not tonight. We have to understand that this bottomless pit, in this bottomless pit there is fire. Some people don't believe that there's fire in hell. But this teaches me that there is, because where there's smoke, there's fire. Right? There's fire in hell. And there's going to be a lake of fire one day that people are going to be cast into. As we see this, we see this bottomless pit is open. And what fear is going to be on the people that's here in this world as the air and the sun darkens. The Bible says the sun and the air were darkened by the reason of the smoke of the pit. So you can imagine as this smoke rolls out and pours out of this something like a great, like smoke out of a great furnace, all of a sudden the sun becomes dark and the air becomes dark. There has to be fear. There has to be horror. There has to be terror. So the surface of the earth reveals this pit and the pit is open and the smoke boils out. This smoke brings darkness. The darkness from the smoke. Then I want you to see these demon locusts. The Bible says in verse 3, and there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. And unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. It was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. Now you can imagine, smoke is boiling out of the bottomless pit. And the Bible says, out of that smoke, all of a sudden there appears locusts upon the earth. I'm sure you can imagine this, how many of y'all have ever gone through smoke or been close to smoke, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, something comes flying out of that smoke. Can you imagine that? Have you ever seen anything like that? Have you ever experienced anything like that? I've been in places where it was fire and I couldn't hardly see it, and I'd be walking through and all of a sudden out of nowhere something would fly through the air or something would happen, you know? What a terrible thing. Well, you can imagine multitudes of locusts all of a sudden appear out of the smoke. The Bible teaches us out of the smoke, there came out locusts upon the earth. All of a sudden, all this happens, and numerous, really innumerable locusts begin to be all around. Now, these aren't ordinary locusts. The Bible says in verse number 3 that they have the power of scorpions, the scorpions of the earth. The sting of the scorpion is not normally fatal, but it's very painful. Has anybody here ever been stung by a scorpion? Anyone? One? Two? They say it's painful. I hope I never. I'm afraid of everything, you know. I can scream at a spider. I try not to because I don't want people to laugh at me, but I don't like spiders. I don't like snakes. I don't like mice. You know? I barely like myself. I don't like stuff like that, but can you imagine? The Bible teaches us that these locusts, I believe demon locusts, have the power of scorpions. And they say that it's one of the most powerful stings of any creature. I've been stung by a few things. One day, I was watching my wife as she was walking across the yard up in Tennessee, and all of a sudden, she just fell flat on her side. She was hit by a hornet. Anybody ever been hit by a hornet? Stung by a hornet? Them things are powerful. I'm telling you, I watched it knock my dad backwards one day. It hit him and he just started going back, you know. We have stronger hornets up in Tennessee than y'all have, I'm telling you. There's no doubt about it. Because some of you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, them things hurt. That's nothing compared to the scorpion. We're not talking about one scorpion coming after you. We're talking about multitudes of scorpions. What a terrible thing. An ordinary locust We know that they destroy all the vegetation. And we could go back and we could read about that in the book of Exodus. You remember the plague of locusts and all that. But these aren't ordinary locusts. There's no doubt about that. They're anything but ordinary. These are commanded not to touch the grass. And by the way, we know all the green grass has already been consumed. The Bible's talked about that. It says that they can't hurt the grass nor any green thing or any tree. So we begin to see these aren't normal locusts. These locusts are different than anything that you could possibly imagine. And the Bible teaches us that their very purpose is to attack all those that have denied God. Think about it. Look, God has created these locusts for this very purpose. And people laugh and mock and make fun of the Son of God. Joe was telling me today about a movie that's coming out. What's the name of it? Something gold. Golden Compass. And it's a kid's movie. But as it closes at the end, they kill God. Isn't that amazing? They're mocking God. They're making fun of God. But there's going to be a day that they're going to cry out to God and it's going to be too late. Do we not understand the responsibility to reach people with the gospel of Christ? To tell somebody about Jesus and to live a life in front of them so that they'll see Christ in us and desire to have what we have. There's so many of us that we have a testimony for Christ, but we're so mean and so rough and so gruff that people look at us and they're more afraid of us than they are desirous of us. Some of us are we talk about the Lord, but then being by our actions, we're just kind of lax about it all. Well, I'm a Christian, but we do everything the world does. And some of us are just, you know, we tell people we're saved, but we just don't make the effort to tell them about Jesus. I'm telling you, friends, if we care about people, and Lord help me, I'm preaching to me. I'm preaching to me. We need to tell people about the Lord or they're going to have to go through this terrible thing that we're looking at tonight. We understand God protects His own, so those that have the seal of God won't be touched by these locusts. These locusts, the Bible says, verse number 5, that they can inflict pain and horror and terror on this unbelieving world. But they can't kill them. I'm reminded of Job when I think about that. You remember the story? Satan comes to the Lord and says, Lord, I want somebody. And God says, have you considered my servant Job? Well, there's a big difference between Job and these people. Because Job's faith was in the Lord. Amen. These people have denied God and refused God and rejected God. And the Bible teaches us that these locusts are going to come after them and they're going to inflict terrible pain upon them as these locusts come after them and they have the sting of the scorpion in their tail and they attack people. And I'm telling you, the Bible teaches us they're not going to go after the vegetation. They're not going to go after the things they normally go after. You know what they're going after? They're going after people that have denied God. It's a terrible time. This is a tragic time. These demon locusts are real. Can you imagine? I want you to see the duration of these attacks. The Bible says in chapter 9, verse 5, the last part, but that they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. God put a limit on how far they could go. In other words, He said, you can't kill them. You can hurt them. Inflict pain. You can't kill them. Now we see how long they would attack. And you think, boy, if I could just make it through, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to think, people that are going through this are going to think it is the longest time, the longest a moment of our time is going to seem like an eternity to them because of all that they're facing. I know that because of what the Bible says. For 5 months. And by the way, the normal life of a locust is 5 months. They're here from May to September. For 5 months, These demon locusts were going to be striking these unbelievers, and the pain is going to be unbearable. I'm telling you, the pain is going to be horrible. It's going to be worse than anything that you can possibly imagine. You can imagine what it would be like to have a swarm of bees all over your body. And I'm telling you, dear friend, that's a terrible thought to think about, isn't it? But for 5 months, you're going to be running in fear and terror from these terrible demon locusts as they come after you to strike you like a scorpion would strike you. Wings are sounding, and you never get away from the sound of these locusts as they attack. Then I want you to see the next thing. Death cannot be found. It's one of the most tragic statements in the Bible. The Bible says, and in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. You know what most people do today? They fight to live. Right? They fight to live. Many will go to great cost to extend their lives. Many people will do whatever it takes. You know, give me that medicine. I'll take it. I'll do whatever it takes. I just want to live. There's an understanding that life is precious, and we want as many days as we can possibly have. But in this terrible day that we read about in the Bible, it's not going to be life that's going to be sought after. It's going to be death. And people are going to beg to die, and they're going to scream out to die, and they're going to search for death. When this pit has been opened, these locusts turn loose, death will be sought after, but it's going to flee from them all. There will be no amount of poison. There'll be no weapon that you can use. There'll be no action that you can possibly take that'll bring death. The Bible says they're going to look for it, but they cannot find it. Whew. Could it be that Satan won't allow them to die? You say, well, it's not Satan, it's the Lord. Where do people go? They go to the bottomless pit. Maybe he's locked it and no one can enter it. I don't know. It's a thought, isn't it? He has the key. Think about it. If Satan is in control of some of these things that are going on, you think he's not going to want to inflict as much pain on you as possible? Remember, he hates you. There's not one ounce of care in him for you. You know? That's why tonight you ought to thank God that you're saved. That there's a God in heaven that loves you, that sent His only begotten Son to die on the cross of Calvary for your sins, and there was a day in your life where you bowed your unworthy knee to Him, and you called out upon Him, and you asked Him to come into your life and be your Savior, and He saved you. What a wonderful Savior we have. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. The Bible teaches us that he that believeth the Son, the wrath of God shall not see the wrath of God. While these terrible things are going on down here on the earth, we're going to be up with the Lord Jesus Christ enjoying the glories of heaven. Hallelujah. Then I want you to see the description of the locusts. The Bible says in verse number 7, in the shape of the locusts, let's just look at it together tonight. When you imagine, now can you imagine this? I don't know the size. It doesn't say the size, it says the shapes. It doesn't say how big they are, how small they are, but it does tell us that their shape is like a horse. John gives us a vivid description of what God shows him. Now think about this. Their shape is like a horse. A horse is powerful, powerful creature, isn't it? So you can imagine the power of this creature. And the Bible teaches us that on their heads were, as it were, doesn't say it was crowns of gold. It says, as it were, crowns like gold. See, the devil's an imitator. You know? What this is isn't real. He's going to pretend that he's just like the Lord. And so on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold. Go. I'm telling you, you know all it is? It's just brass. It's probably just something plated, you know, painted gold. Because the devil, he's a liar. He's going to be there to see. But anyway, we see this. And this crowns on the head is a symbol of authority. We also see tonight that their faces were as men. And that shows they have some intelligence. These aren't just dumb creatures flying around. These are creatures with intelligence. I believe this to be demons. I believe these are workers of the devil. Now, that's what I believe. You know, you don't have to believe that. We know that the Bible calls them locusts, but we know that they're not normal locusts. They're not what locusts usually are. There's a great deal of difference. The Bible goes on and says, not only their faces are as men, says their hair as of women. Now, what does the Bible talk about the hair of a woman? It's her glory. It's beauty. So, as we look at this, as fearful as these creatures are, there's going to be some allure to them. Think about it. There's going to be some beauty. See, that's what the devil does. He wraps things up and makes it look beautiful. Am I right? What does he do with the sins of this world? Doesn't he make it look good? You know? What do you laugh at the most? You laugh at those things on TV that represent wickedness and ungodliness. As we see these alcoholic beverages advertised, and this is the good life, and only the beautiful people, when you know, beautiful people drink this, and beautiful people have this, but they don't show you at the end of that alcoholic beverage is a life of damnation and destruction and ruin, and it's a life of death, and it's a life of no good. But they make it look good. You remember the cigarette commercials that come out back when they could have cigarette commercials? The Virginia Slim commercials? And it had women smoking cigarettes? And the slogan was, "We've come a long way, baby." It's a wonderful thing how we liberated women. Don't get me started on women's lib. I'm not a male chauvinist, but I believe God made man, and I believe God made woman. And I believe God made men for certain things, and I believe God made women for certain things. And I'm going to tell you one thing that a woman can do, turn ahead of a man because she's beautiful. God gave women a beauty that men don't have. And here we see that this demon locust had hair, had face of a man. That's the ugly. I'm only teasing. Had the face of a man and had a hair like a woman. Now, can you even picture this in your mind? You'll never have to see it if you know Jesus as your Savior. That's so wonderful. That's so wonderful. It goes on. Has the teeth, whereas the teeth of lions. Wow. Think about that. You know, they say once a lion has clamped down on you, you can't get away. His teeth are fierce. And in lion's teeth, they say there's great amounts of infection. And that when a lion bites into you, that most of the time, that wound will never heal because of the amount of infection that comes into your body. Think about that. Teeth was the teeth of lions. Then the Bible goes on and says that they had breastplates as breastplates of iron. And this represents some things. This breastplate is hard and callous. In other words, as they're hearing the screams and the cries of the people, they're heartless. When people are begging for mercy, they're not going to stop. Ooh. And the Bible talks about their sound. Look at that. The Bible says, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. Just the fear of the sound of these things all around. I can't imagine that. To know that they're chasing after me would be a horrible thing. And it says their sound is the sound of the chariots of many horses going to battle. Oh, the worst horror movie that's ever been created does not compare with what we're reading. This is terrible. It's terrible. And the Bible teaches us that their tails, like unto scorpions, they had stings in their tails, and for 5 months they're going to pursue after those who have not the seal of the protection of God. And finally tonight, I want you to see the destruction. The Bible says in verse number 11, they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. While we see the name in the Hebrew and we see the name in the Greek, they both have the same connotation. The word Abaddon means destroyer. The word Apollyon in Greek means destruction. We realize that these are not normal locusts, because the Bible says in Proverbs 30:27, the locusts have no king, yet they go forth all of them by bands. But this one tells us that these locusts have a king. That's why I can't believe they're normal locusts. They're demon locusts. They have a king. And the king is the angel of the bottomless pit. This king has a name. Both of them mean destroyer or destruction. And I want you to know tonight that anything that Satan is involved with brings destruction. Did you know there's not one good thing about Satan? Not one. Not one. What's verse 12 say? One, woe is past. Behold, there come two woes more hereafter. I can't imagine. The thing that we've just seen, the earth reveals the abyss, the bottomless pit. This fallen star is given the key and goes and opens the bottomless pit. When he opens it, smoke rolls out. And as the smoke rolls out, all of a sudden you hear the sound of chariots, horses, chariots, marching to battle. And you think, what is that? And all of a sudden there's locusts all around. And you see them. And you see they have the shape of a horse. They have something that looks like a crown, that looks like it's gold on their head. They have the face of a man. They have the hair of a woman. They have the teeth of a lion. They have a breastplate of iron. In other words, you can't destroy them. They have stings in their tails. And they're coming after everyone that is not protected by God. And they're going to attack, attack, and attack. And it's going to be total destruction. The only thing is, you can't die. You can't die. I've been with people that have come to the point in their life where they realized life is going to be worse to live than it is to die. And they've asked for God to have mercy. And I've watched as God has had mercy on people and taken them on home. But this time they're going to be crying out to God. They're going to be crying out to these creatures. But their king, old destruction and destroyer, he's going to be telling them, get them! Get them! And when that's done, and the 5 months are over, 5 months, five minutes of bees after me is horrible. 5 months, one woe is past. two more. What's the next one like? And then the third one opens up the seven vials. I'm telling you, this matter of tribulation is not something to be laughed at. It's not something to be made fun of. It's not something to make movies about. It's something to warn us, first of all, that we need Christ as Savior, and that we need to warn everybody that they need Christ as Savior. And if they don't, hell will be their home. And we need to learn to use that term, not vagrantly, but we need to help people to understand that there is a place called hell that God created for Satan and for all those that follow him. And they're either a follower of Jesus Christ or they're a follower of Satan. And that if they don't put their faith in Christ as Savior, then this place that wasn't created for them is going to be where they spend eternity. We need to understand it. People need to hear it. You know, we try to make things so... Now, I believe salvation is simple, but I don't think people see the need for it. Do you? If they did, they'd be getting saved, wouldn't it? Why is it they don't see that? Because they don't really think sin's that bad. And they think, well, what is it anyway? Just come to the end of life and I die. It's something else, isn't it? With the help of God, next week we're going to see the sixth angel and the second woe. But let's not let this leave our minds. Now, by the way, my fear of going through Revelation was the gloom of it would get us so depressed and discouraged. Look, that's not what this study's for. It's not what these messages are for. This is to help us to understand what the Bible is teaching us. And it's to help us to understand our need to witness. And by the way, it ought to bring a smile on our face that we know Christ is our Savior. And when we're speaking to others, we can say, we know it sounds bad, but we have a better way. And we can, you know, there's joy tonight. When I look at it, as I was studying this, I thought, Lord, I don't know if I can go to the next woe. I don't know, you know, but I can. With the help of the Lord. I was grateful last week I didn't have to preach. I was ready to preach this last Wednesday night, you know, and we had to move over there. And it was like, you know, it's hard to talk about these things. But I hope you get this knowledge. I hope you don't let it leave you, but I hope you let the realization of salvation in Christ, I hope you let it be what guides you and not the horror of Revelation chapter number 9 and the things we've just seen. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for loving us. I thank you for your precious word. And Lord, your mercy is wonderful. The day you saved me was the greatest day of my life. And Lord, the more I understand about eternity, the more grateful I can be.